Sam, when you get to an event like this and you get your name on a hockey card, what's that moment for you as you go through the draft, everything else, but now you're that much closer to the NHL?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's really cool. You know, as a kid, you always idolize the people on the card. So, you know, now to get the chance to have your name on the card, it's definitely a pretty cool thing.
I know you guys are... I guess as the generations go, hockey cards aren't as popular. Were you a guy that collected them at all when you were younger?
You know, a little bit. I wasn't a huge guy, but I remember having a few cards. I think I had some Wayne Gretzky and Sidney Crosby cards, so definitely those are pretty cool.
For the summer so far for you, obviously, it's much different after June when everything's done and over with and the nerves get to settle a little bit. Now that you're with Calgary and you've got a development camp under your belt, how do you feel so far going forwards as your chances to make that team come September?
Yeah, you know, I feel really confident, but obviously you can't take anything for granted. So, you know, I'm going to come into camp and, you know, just give everything I got and you know, just show them that I'm ready to play for them next year.
What did you feel were your strengths when you got to camp and got a chance to play against some of the other prospects and some guys that have already went through that experience for a couple of years now?
Yeah, you know, I think I had a pretty good camp. You know, just some of my strengths were, you know, just I think my hockey sense and the way I think the game and, you know, my skill set as well really helped me. And, you know, it was great to play against them and with some of the great players in Calgary, so I had a lot of fun.
What's the feedback you get after something like that? I know it's only a short time that you've been with the organization, and it's just a prospect camp. It's not the main camp yet. Mm-hmm. But what's the feedback you get from Brad and Brian and Bob and everyone else in the organization?
Yeah, well, you know, they've all been really positive with me. You know, really, they just told me, you know, go back for the rest of the summer, work really hard, make sure you're in shape, come training camp, and, you know, They really told me that it's going to be up to me if I make the team. So, you know, I just got to go in there confident and prepared, and I think I'll do well.
Who are some of the guys when you look at that roster that you could learn from with that organization?
Well, definitely Sean Monahan's the name that stands out. He was in my shoes last year, and, you know, I've talked to him a little bit as well, and definitely he's a guy that hopefully I can follow in his footsteps.
How much have you talked to Sean throughout the summer, kind of, since you've been drafted?
Yeah, well, actually, I talked to him a little bit before the draft, and then I've talked to him probably five or six times after the draft. So, you know, he's been great. Definitely, if I need advice or just want to ask about what it's like in Calgary, he's been great for that.